This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, good to be with you.
And Bridget, we've got a number of things that I want to tell people about. They've heard about them a little bit on the air, but I want to bring them up to date on where we stand on a few things. A lot of our people listening right now will have recently gotten a letter from Catholic Radio, and it's kind of our summer letter. From time to time, we do mail out kind of a solicitation letter, I guess you would call it, because Catholic Radio is listener-supported, and it does depend on donations from people just like you who are listening to Catholic Radio to keep us on the air. So if you are a member of our family of donors, thank you very much. If you have not joined our family of donors yet, well, maybe that letter that you have received or will be receiving soon will be what you need to get you started. And if you didn't get a letter, well, it's because you're not in our database, but you can start with just a visit to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or you can call us at 317-870-8400. And while you're on the website, we've added two new things.
If you haven't those.
If you haven't been to the website for a while, check out the Oberammergau Passion Play Pilgrimage.
Yeah.
And wow, that's a mouthful to say.
It is.
Oberammergau Passion Play Pilgrimage.
You got that? You got that down. Say that really fast three times now, Jim.
That's going to happen next September, not this coming September. September 12th through the 22nd of 2020. Next year. Sounds like a long way off, but the...
I think we've got about half the seats filled.
Over half. We only can have 30 altogether.
Okay.
That's all we can have. And last I heard, about 17.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a long way off yet, but it's going to be a great trip. They're going to go all kinds of places. Monsignor Schadel will be one of the hosts, and Bob and Sharon Typen, and Father Tony Rowland as well. So
that's going to be great.
It's going to be a great thing. And they're just going all over the place. Prague, the Infant of Prague Shrine, just all over the whole places I can't even pronounce. but they're going to be, the main feature is going to be the Oberammergau Passion Play. That is put on every 10 years. Then it's not on for 9 years again.
Yes, since like the 1600s, I think they,
right,
there's a good story with that too.
And all of the information about that is on our website. You can sign up there as well or find out how to get more information. Also, real quickly, our dinner is coming up August 27th. August 27th, mark that date down. It's going to be not at a new place. It's going to be at the same place, but the place has a new name.
That's right.
It's always been the last few years at the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall at 71st and Keystone. It's going to be at the very same building at the very same address at 71st and Keystone. It is now the Northside Events and Social Club, run by the Knights of Columbus.
So they're rebranding.
So just a new name. August 27th, mark that on your calendar, 6 o'clock. Going to be a lot of fun. Father Douglas Hunter is going to be our speaker. Father Doug is he's pastor at St. Rock. He is also chaplain for the Indianapolis Colts. And I believe he's just been made chaplain of the, I don't know if it's the Indianapolis Fire Department or maybe it's something to do with the fire department as well. So.
Okay, I didn't hear that, but that's neat. He's an important guy, right? And he was a police officer before that, so he's got some great stories.
Yeah, it's going to be a real interesting thing. August 27th, hey, we got a great program here, and I want to get right to it.
And what's really interesting, Jim, that you brought up that Passion Play, this is actually the Catholic Radio Pilgrimage. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking with a guest today who is a performing arts specialist. So she may actually want to go on that trip. I was just thinking she was eyeing that flyer there. So without further ado, we are going to be talking with founder and director of Agape Performing Arts Company and an upcoming show coming up here called Newsies, and today our guest is Dr. Kathy Phipps. So welcome to Faith in Action, Kathy.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
So now tell us a little bit about Agape Performing Arts Company. It's connected with Our Lady of the Greenwood, too, somehow. So talk about that. What is it? How did it get started? And what's your role in all that?
Well, about 3.5 years ago, I contacted the leadership at OLG, where I'm a parishioner, and I asked if they would be interested in me beginning a theater ministry. And they were very open and gracious to my request. And we began small with Into the Woods, a production 3 summers ago with a cast of maybe 50.
That's still a big cast.
Yeah.
And for a small program, right, for production.
We've grown since then.
I bet you have. So you started out 3 years ago, and where are you now?
Well, we are doing Newsies this summer with a cast of about 75. Usually it only has a cast of 25, but we had so many talented young people and adults audition. I decided to go with a bigger cast.
Well, that's really awesome. Now, tell us a little bit about the goal or the mission of Agape. You know, how did you come up with that, maybe that name? Mm-hmm. For your ministry?
Well, the word agape means sacrificial love.
Okay.
And I wanted to create a theater group that was based in love and very healthy communication and kindness. Because in the theater world, there are plenty of groups who just really focus on an outstanding show, but not necessarily the character of the young people who were involved. So I thought that Agape was just a beautiful name. I think the Lord laid it on my heart to create a community of performers where sacrificial love was a part of who we are.
I'm sure that I've been in many shows, you know, growing up. You know, I love the theater and was in all sorts. I was a thespian. You know?
Me too.
I was a young thespian. I'm sure that these young people just get such a great experience when they participate in this. And what age group do you work with? I'm curious about that. Who can participate in this?
The performers for our youth productions are 8 to 25. And then we do an annual community theater production, and that's what Newsies is. So we have adults playing the adult roles, and our performers are ages 10 through through adult.
Oh, wow. So really, I thought maybe originally I thought maybe it was just for youth, but has it expanded then to adults, or has it always been that from the beginning? Explain that.
Well, last summer was our first community theater production.
Okay.
And we did a production of Oliver.
Oh.
And my husband and I moved here 12 years ago from the Chicago area. And in the Chicago suburbs, every medium-sized town has their own theater group.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved here, and we're like, wait a minute, where's the community theater? At least not on the south side.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so I just really felt led to establish community theater on the south side. And we did Oliver last year with adults, and this year adults with Newsies. And it's been a really beautiful experience because we've got several families where the parents and last summer, all of their children were involved. All 5 of their kids were involved in the show in some way, and both parents were on stage. And this year, the performer who's playing Pulitzer, his wife is Hannah, the secretary, and both of his younger children are Newsies.
Oh.
So it's a really beautiful family mm-hmm. experience.
Now, you mentioned children and adults. What is the youngest and oldest performers that you've dealt with?
Well, roughly. I think the youngest in this show is a 9-year-old, and her father, she's playing Les in the Queen's cast. We had enough talent that we double casted 5 of the leading roles. And her father's playing President Roosevelt. And I'm not sure among mm-hmm. us adults who's the oldest. I'm going to...
You don't card people,
to,
right?
No, I'm going to graciously pass on that. And
well, we're talking with Dr. Kathy Phipps. She's the founder and director of the Agape Performing Arts Company, a ministry of Our Lady of the Greenwood. Now, you have an interesting background yourself. Talk a little bit about your background and how you got into this and how you decided to really found this.
Well, my mother always loved acting, and she was an actress and a singer, and she stepped aside from performing to be a full-time at-home mother. And then after we were all out of the nest, she went back into acting and got her Equity card, which is the Professional Theater Union. And so I grew up with theater. She took us to
see. It's in your blood, right?
It's in my blood. She took us to see shows when we were small, and I just was entranced with the first big musical that I saw.
What was it?
I was maybe 6 years old, and she took us to see Brigadoon at the Muni in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And it just was such an exciting, beautiful experience that I wanted to be a part of it. So I took acting classes when I was younger and then did college and high school, and that's what I wanted to major in.
And then you went on and got your PhD as well, right?
I did. I really love theater and the message that it can bring to the audience, the community that it can create for the performers. And I thought that I would be a university professor teaching theater. And the Lord had other plans for me. And so I was teaching on the university level for many years, but now my focus is on directing.
So let's talk about the show itself. I'm not familiar with this. It's called, is it Disney's Newsies?
Newsies.
Okay, so tell us about that.
It's got a really beautiful plot. It's based on a true historical incident, the Newsboys' strike of 1899 in New York.
Interesting.
So after the Spanish-American War was over, newspapers weren't selling as well, apparently, because there weren't as many big, splashy headlines that were war-related. So Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst decided that they would raise the price of the newspapers that the children who were selling them had to pay. Previously, they'd paid 50 cents per hundred, and they were going to pay 60 cents per hundred. And it was a real hardship on those children, and there was no children labor laws at that time. And so they banded together, and they went on strike, and they were able to get concessions from management, which was very outstanding and unusual in that time period.
So is that what the show is about?
That's what the show's about.
So I'm sure there's some really great music and props. And is there dancing? Going to be dancing?
Oh, my goodness. This is,
I got to hear the lowdown on all this.
This is a real dancers show. And our group has always focused on really beautiful choral singing for the group numbers. When we did Scrooge a couple years ago, there was literally 6- and 8-part harmony in some of the numbers.
That's
and it was
pretty extensive.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Our musical director, April Barnes, does an outstanding job in really teaching the young people to sing with strength and with harmony. But with Newsies, it is a dancer show. The choreography is extremely challenging. And I knew there were kids in our program and adults in our program, too, who wanted us to do this show. And so I put in for a contract as soon as it was available. It's only recently been available for amateur production.
Okay.
And so I got a contract to do the show in the spring of 2018. And right away, some of the kids started taking dance classes who hadn't been dancers before. You know, they started stretching and working out and running and preparing for the auditions. And our choreographer is Joel Flynn, extremely talented young man, and he has he's trained them beautifully. It's a dancer show.
So we're going to come back and talk some more about this show and the ministry that you're involved in, Dr. Kathy Phipps. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Newsies, Disney's high-energy smash hit Broadway musical, has arrived at Agape Performing Arts Company.
Nothing can break us.
The musical Newsweek called The Talk of the Town will take Indianapolis audiences by storm. Tickets are on sale now for performances July 12th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to see the show the Daily News called an exhilarating jolt of energy. Disney's Newsies.
Tickets are available at agapeshows.org. Performances at Howe High School.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at catholicradioindy.org.
Listening to this radio was really like the jump start of me getting to know Jesus.
This is the station that led me to Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest, Dr. Kathy Phipps. She's the founder and director of Agape Performing Arts Company, a ministry of Our Lady of the Greenwood. And there is actually a show coming up, and we keep talking about it, but we haven't given the date. So, Kathy, go ahead and give us the date, because it's going to run for 2 weekends, right?
That's right. Performances are July 12th, 13th, and 14th, 19th, 20th and 21st, and we're performing at the T.C. Howe High School, which is near the intersection of Emerson and Washington.
Okay, so the performance is July 12th, 13th, and 14th, mm-hmm. and July 19th, 20th, and 21st.
That's right.
Okay, so now where do you get tickets? Let's give that too, yes. Since we're offering the dates.
We have a website, Agape Shows, A-G-A-P-E Shows, SHOWS.org, and there's a link on our website to get the tickets.
And this is obviously a family show, and that's one thing that it's sometimes hard to find clean, wholesome entertainment.
That's exactly right.
And so, is that how you go about picking your shows? I mean, I'm sure it's sometimes challenging in the culture that we live in to find. Talk about that.
Exactly. And that is part of our mission, to provide good, wholesome family entertainment at a budget price. So the shows that we choose always have a positive message. In this show, it's that, you know, even a handful of young people standing together can help bring about getting rid of an injustice.
Mm-hmm. So everyone can, it matters.
Exactly.
And everyone can do their part to kind of be positive.
Exactly.
and do like God's will, you know?
That's exactly right. And reinforcing the concept of the dignity of work, mm-hmm. and that workers need to be treated with mm-hmm. dignity.
I've always wondered in local productions of plays how much liberty as a director you're given. I mean, you buy the scripts or rent the scripts from the owner of them, and then can you leave off that scene and you can't create a new scene, I guess?
No, we have to legally present the play as it's written in the script unless we've received specific written permission from the author. And so
what if the author's dead?
Well, then the company that owns the production rights.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I understand.
I mean,
there's
some of that's actually like probably a lot of shows, you know.
Exactly. Like some shows that are
older,
you know,
shows.
Community property. You can make changes that mm-hmm, you want mm-hmm. here and there to those shows. But when you sign the contract to get a Broadway show, we agree to keep the integrity of the show unless we've requested mm-hmm. any specific changes.
So is there going to be any familiar music? You know how there's
yes.
certain, talk about maybe some of the songs, and then I want to know what kind of dancing you're doing
okay.
too, because I'm curious
which
type.
Santa Fe has become a classic in musical theater.
Yeah.
Since the show opened, Carrying the Banner is a big show. Stopper, Seize the Day.
Mm-hmm.
Just really beautiful, beautiful music. And as you mentioned, the dancing is amazing. I mean, the choreography is very, very challenging.
Is it tap? Is it jazz? Like, what genre of dance?
I would say tap and jazz and musical theater performance okay. dancing. But when our choreographer showed me the dance for the tap dance for the beginning of Act Two, which is King of New York, I remember looking at him and saying, do you think our kids can do this? I had expected a simpler dance.
Yeah, sure.
And he said, yeah, they're up to it.
Wow.
And he has taught them so patiently and so kindly, and they have risen to the level of what we have asked of them. They have worked so hard. That's why we're just really hoping that the Catholic community will come out and support this production, because you know, it's expensive to put on a show.
Oh,
you
sure.
have the costumes, the scenery, the props. getting the rights to the show was $5,000. And so, you know, it'd just mean the world to us if the Catholic community could just come out and support this beautiful production. It'll be a win-win situation because the families will have a beautiful evening or afternoon of entertainment as well. Mm-hmm. At what we consider really to be a budget price, children 11 and under, the tickets are only $5.
Oh, that's been
wow, great. That is a bargain.
For adults and teens, it's $10.
That's still a bargain, you know, to see a real production, you know.
What size is the venue where you're putting it on?
Oh, my goodness.
Audience?
It probably seats at least 1,000 people.
Oh, wow.
So it's very big.
So where is that? Give us a location of the theater.
The T.C. Howe High School Theater is at the corner, near the corner of Washington and Emerson.
So it's kind on of the Irvington? East
side. Yes, Irvington area.
Irvington area. Mm-hmm. Okay, for our listeners that know where Irvington mm-hmm. is. So what does it take to put a production on like this in terms of like practices? And, you know, for those like, let's say we have some listeners who might want to be in a future
yes.
production.
Yes.
What do they need? What kind of talent do they need? Or how do they get audition? And what's involved in terms of a time commitment to do something like this?
Our information is on the website when our auditions are. Again, that's agapeshows.org. And we are open to anyone who wants to work hard to audition.
So it's don't not, have to be associated with Our Lady of Greenwood.
They don't have to be associated with Our Lady of Greenwood. They don't have to be Catholic. It's an ecumenical ministry. And we're just looking for people who will work hard and be a part of a team. Because we will train them and equip them with what they need to learn if they're willing to work hard. So it's not like they have to have had private voice lessons and dance training to audition for one of our shows. We just want people with a really good work ethic.
So in terms of from start to finish, so when do you start auditioning? And then what's the time frame where you rehearse and all that before the show is put on? Mm-hmm. And does that vary, or is it generally like a certain time frame of rehearsal before the show goes on?
It depends on how complex the show is. Mm-hmm. We rehearse Friday nights and Saturday afternoons, so we only rehearse twice a week.
Okay.
You know, many theaters will rehearse Monday through Thursday evenings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so by rehearsing only on the weekend, we tend to have a longer rehearsal process, which can be 10, sometimes 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we audition the show mid-March, got everybody the scripts, and then began rehearsing the first weekend of April.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting about the rehearsal times is that, first of all, people that work full-time can participate.
That's right.
And people that and you can do it with your family, which you said, is that kind of a common thing that you're seeing?
It is, because even before we did our two community theater productions, we really rely very heavily on the parents in this group to do the props, the scenery, the costumes, the publicity, the lobby. And it's really a beautiful experience to see teenagers, children, parents, grandparents, all coming together and enjoying producing something beautiful mm-hmm. and having a common goal. And, you know, just taking pride in working together. And our young people are just so gracious. They're always thanking the parents who are involved.
Mm-hmm. Now, for somebody like me that has two left feet and a singing voice that could empty the auditorium regardless of how big it is, what...
But you got a good radio voice, Jim.
Well, mm-hmm. don't ask me to sing. what other than the acting, singing, dancing, what roles can people play in your productions?
Well, we have an amazing management team. The production staff... Kimberly Anthony is from St. Francis and Claire. Melissa Dills, Ann Lewis is from Holy Rosary. Nancy Archer is from Our Lady of the Greenwood. The production staff and I have been meeting weekly since April, you know, planning the show and making sure that we're attending to all the details. So anyone who would like to assist with management, you know, there mm-hmm. there's those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And also the creative aspects. Sometimes there are parents who would rather, you know, who like to paint scenery, sew costumes, make props, or publicize the show. That's something we always need assistance with.
Got to do all of that, I guess, to make a production work, right?
Exactly.
So what do the young people and the people that participate in the show, what do they take away after they've done something like this? What kind of impact is it having on families and those that participate?
You know, it's just quite beautiful to see the impact that doing a theater production has on a young person, a teen, even an adult, because a community is built in a theater production.
There's
a bond. It's unlike anything I've ever participated in, and I've done instrumental music and choral music, and I've never been in sports, but just such a tight bond where when you're creating something beautiful like a Broadway production, you need to trust each other. There's teamwork. And after the show is over, you know, everybody really misses each other. There's something called post-show blues where it's like, oh no.
Now what? Yeah.
Right.
Well, give us the dates again and where you get the tickets and the location so that people listening can get tickets and can they get tickets the day of the show?
They can.
Okay,
we'll always have tickets available at the door.
Okay.
But we really encourage people to purchase them in advance because we anticipate pretty long lines with a show this popular.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the show is July 12th through 14th, 19th through 21st. And our website is agapeshows.org, A-G-A-P-E. And if you get your tickets in advance, then you're certain that you've got good seats and you don't have to stand in a long line. But we will always be selling tickets at the door as well.
So tell us the name, the title of the show again.
It's Disney's Newsies.
And you're going to see a lot of singing, dancing, colorful costumes and
yes,
scenery.
And a beautiful set. And I'm really touched by, there's a mother I've known in the theater group. We've known each other for 10 or 12 years, and she put a post on social media that her son had done 20 shows, but there was something very, very special about this one, and that she'd only watched part of rehearsals here and there because she wanted to save seeing the show for the opening night. But whenever she'd seen snippets of it, she was batting back tears because it's really very beautiful.
Well, you have been really interesting, a really, really interesting guest. This is going to be a great show. Maybe Jim and I'll go out. Maybe we'll go out. We'll do like a staff thing, and we'll see a show together. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
I would be so grateful if you'd come. I think you'd have a very enjoyable afternoon or evening.
Our guest today has been Dr. Kathy Phipps. She is the founder and director of Agape Performing Arts Company, a ministry of Our Lady of the Greenwood, and we're all looking forward to checking out Disney's Newsies, a Broadway musical which runs July 12th, 13th, 14th, and July 19th, 20th, and 21st. So God bless you. Give us that webpage one more time before we close out here.
AgapeShows.org. Agape is A-G-A-P-E, shows, S-H-O-W-S.org.
Dr. Kathy Phipps, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much. It's been my privilege.
We'll see you at the movies, right? Or
That's
at the show, right?
See you at the show.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.